just at the first appointment, you'll be amazed at how comfortable you'll be and how we make you feel really special and at home at this place.
For more information about Dr. Michelle Speckhart, Dr. Jacob Valley, and the team at Bangor Dental Associates, call them at 207-947-7503. Hey, we're back here on Downtown, getting ready to travel all over the world again in 2023 with Message in the Bottle. We welcome in Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Hello, Eric.
Hello, all of you downtowners.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. It's been quite an emotional New Year for a bunch of reasons, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'll say. Absolutely.
Yeah, ups and downs. Fortunately, the Meehan family, directly, is all good, as I hope everybody listening, all your unit is good. It's been quite the new year. Last night in the football world was another one of those times when my wife turns to me and she's like, "He's not playing football." To which I respond, "That's not football. I remember a 60 Minutes story about a young man playing Little League who got hit with a pitch, and the same damn thing happened."
Well, yeah, and that's, I think, from what I've read today, that's been the most frequent occurrence of it, is when someone takes a baseball to the chest.
Right, and so it's one of those, I'm like, all right, well, honey, you know, that's bad. And then, and in the same breath, you know, of course, putting aside that horrible incident, my Giants are in the playoffs. They've got a quarterback, sports elation. Of course, downtown tonight, the Downtown Bangor Partnership will deliver its. I am proud to say, glorious mid-year report on everything we've accomplished, and also sort of start to direct the new city council, as it is formulated, into 23 with some issues that downtowners are especially concerned about, of course. And of course, downtown, I've lost a couple of people. Eliza Butler from Specialty Suites, recognition, as does Terry Hart, the massage therapist, our massage therapist, I should say. For my entire family, and of course, so many of my friends, Mel and Laura next door, Summer at Ballantyne. I saw these things coming. I knew they were coming, but it's such a period of transition for the downtown. That said, I feel good. I feel good about the direction. I know certain things are happening that I can and will say later, in the year. So. It's been a crazy new year for one Eric Johan Meehan, I must say. But there's certain constants downtown with Rich Kimball, the Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. That's what we got to do. We got to be there for the people when they're wondering what the heck is going on. Because I'm there. What the hell going on?
There we go. Onward we go into 23.
Onward we go. Well, listen, so let's talk. This is the time we talk about wine and what's been going on and what's coming up. And I always enjoy this because, of course, I always, part of you always thinks that you're a newbie, an acolyte, in whatever field you're in. I'm sure that, there's days, for instance, Rich, when you can't get John Corrales on the phone, you're like, I really know what I'm doing at this point.
Well, that's every day. Carrie's not here. I feel like that.
Yeah. So I feel the same in wine. It's like, well, I know everything, but of course I know nothing. And so this is always, it's a good time for me to kind of say, all right, well, what is going on? And a lot of things I had seen coming, but they're sort of there, even though you've seen them coming. It's like that scene in Monty Python when Camelot's charging the castle over and over and over, and then all of a sudden he's there. So one of the big things, and this is good and interesting, and I'm curious to see where this goes. There's been a huge call for low alcohol and indeed non-alcoholic options in the wine world. We started carrying some limited, unfortunately, essentially straight up grape juice from Navarro Vineyards about a year ago. And this year, Maine started to see some actual non-alcoholic wines that are better than the things that were on the market before, and very similar to non-alcoholic and low alcohol beers. This is something that's been called for because people do want to enjoy wine, but a lot of people have chosen to forgo drinking, perhaps for a month at a time, or indeed straight up, but they still do miss that experience. So, for instance, we have a line called Naughty, which is not, the N-O-U-G-H, not, that is arrived in Maine, and we started carrying that. There is a new line called Null Vineyards, which is not in Maine yet, but I have talked to some of my friends. It's very, very good. And also lower alcohol wines. Wines that had previously existed, it's just that people didn't really put them on their radar because they were low alcohol. But this is a trend that you're going to really see more of. And, as long as it can be done without sacrificing flavor and the experience, I think it's a absolutely fantastic thing. So look for more of that coming up in the new year and years to come. Another trend, obviously, and this is not a good trend, but it's leading to good things. Of course, inflation has hit the wine market and has hit all foods. 20% wine and cost of increases in wine and other things, cheeses, etc. In my shop, especially. That said, it's now causing people to look for wines that are off the beaten path. Wider scale appellations that are just to the left of the famous ones. Instead of looking for your Chianti, you're looking in the Maremma section of Tuscany. You're looking in places like Savoie, which is the foothills of the Alps, for your sort of minerally bright whites, as opposed to perhaps Chablis or Sancerre. And this is good. It's not great. Of course, we don't like inflation in general, but it at least is introducing regions to people that are willing to look for this. And I should then sort of leap to the other new trends, which is that the fact that the new wine drinkers are indeed willing to look past the appellations that are famous and take a chance on things. However, and this has been really interesting to me because I admit it, this is my old guard, get off my lawn bit. I've sort of scoffed at this, but people are now really wanting to know what's in the bottle. And the reason is that there's a lot of stuff in that bottle, perhaps especially if you're drinking mass-produced wine, that is not fermented grape juice. And even if it is fermented grape juice, people do want to know how it was treated before it got there. Including, things up to and including, and again, I used to scoff at this, but now I kind of understand how the barrels are sealed. Some people who are vegan do not want their wines, what we call fined, which is when you drop something through and it gathers up the particulates. They don't want them fined with eggs, things like that. So people really want to know how their food, and that is indeed what wine is, how their food was treated before it got in their glass. So you're starting to see people put ingredients and what's really in that bottle. And again, you come into a store like mine, I like to say there's nothing in that bottle per se, but fermented grape juice, but in that there are indeed things. There's levels of sugar. People want to kind of know that, especially people who are trying to watch their sugar intake. So you're starting to see more information. Rich, I'm sure I'm running out of time. Where are we?
We have about 90 seconds left.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to just really quickly talk about, is that hybrid grapes are becoming a thing. Hybrid grapes are, there's now a grape called Voltisse, which is being allowed to be planted, not yet put in, but planted in Champagne, which is a hybrid. Gamay, which we actually have a sample of at the store. These are grapes that are being formulated to resist rot and other symptoms of climate change. And people are realizing if we don't do this, these major appellations that, you know, we can charge a lot of money for, your Burgundies, your Champagnes, etc., are going to go the way of the dodo. So they really are realizing, you know, long term, we need to figure this out. Maine, by the way, are you listening to this? Because this is what we grow here, is hybrid. So this is a calling for anybody who wants to make Maine, you know, put it on the map, and the U.S. wine map. All that said, hey, I hope everybody has a tremendously, tremendously good 23. Go downtown, both the radio show and the actual downtown, and get involved, volunteer. Make this, if you have a resolution, get involved in your community, because we need the help.
And you're closed for a couple more days, is that right?
We are, yeah. We're reopening Friday the 6th. Everybody needed a little time to just wake up in the morning and remember, oh, I can go back to bed. I mean, I can't, but my staff can.
Well, hope they enjoy that, and we'll see you soon and talk with you next week. Happy New Year, Eric.
Happy New Year, everyone. Bye-bye.
Eric Mahon, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown.